Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning, Salem. What a beautiful day indeed. We are enjoying a wonderful fall morning if you've gotten up and maybe looked outside. Yeah, it's a little dark and a little, what I said to my kids as they were growing up, it's a little froggy out there. Yes, if you're venturing out and about this morning early, be sure to make sure your windows are wiped from all the dew and make sure that your headlights are working, right? So you can see clearly where you're driving. And of course, that'll be a lead into in the next couple days as the rain reappears here in Oregon. Today, a little cooler, temperature 69 degrees, overnight lows 51. And then as we move into the weekend, rain expected. Temperatures to be in the high 50s, and it looks like the rain's going to stay around up through Tuesday, and then we'll see some sun peeking through Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. That's what they're saying right now. As you know, here we live, it can change, if it wants to. And so I always like to know, that's almost the first question I always ask Terry in the morning, what's the weather going to be like today? And so I figure if that's important to me, it's probably important to you in this nice fall season. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Friday and every day. And we certainly are having fun going into 2 hours now. You know, when we first talked about doing 2 hours in the morning, I thought, how in the world? I mean, the first hour, yes, it goes pretty fast, but to go into that second hour, and it has just been so delightful to interact with you, have you call in, send emails. It's been incredible, and we're going to continue to work on getting guests that bring you information that you can use in your day-to-day life. And as we move towards the election right around the corner, we're working really hard to get our elected, those that want to be hired by you and I, in the studio to have a good discussion about what's important and what their priorities are if they were elected, or if they want to maintain their seat, why we should rehire them, right? And so with that, I've been gathering questions, and I still want to hear from you. Send me your questions, Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at KSLM.news. We have a wonderful website at KSLM.news as well, where we're streaming 24/7. I want to remind you to tell your friends and family that we're streaming there. And so that if they're not in our immediate listening area where they can catch us at 1220 AM or 104.3 FM, they can catch us online as well. And we're working on renovating our app so you can download our app as well and take us anywhere you want to go. Well, there's some big news right here in our neighborhood. We're so excited and thrilled about a brand new business, new to Salem, moving into the neighborhood. And it's just on the opposite end, just a few miles down the Lancaster Boulevard. And we're just thrilled about it. I'm thrilled about it. And I have to tell you, you know, in my story, I'm a Salem girl, right? I went to high school here, graduated from high school here, and then I went to college for a couple years in Idaho. And from there, I went over to South Dakota, which is where my family heritage is from. My grandparents and my parents graduated from high school in South Dakota. And then from South Dakota, I moved over. In the last few years, I've been living in Arkansas. So I'm kind of a country girl. And for many, many years, my grandfather and then my dad and my aunt bought the business from him, had an ag-related business. He had a feed store, and they had chickens, you know, baby chicks, and they had honey, you know, typical, country feed store, feeding grain and helping with those in the cattle business and those that had horses, and very, very much involved in agriculture and, you know, the rodeos and things like that. And so that, even when I lived in Salem, we lived on the outskirts of Salem towards Independence, where we had about 5 acres and chickens and goats and rabbits and room to roam, right? In a more of a city type situation. So when I went into this new business, last week, I was like, or 2 weeks ago now, I was like, man, this feels like coming home. Oh my gosh. I walked in there and I thought, this is my place, my people. And so in the studio with me, I'm pretty excited to introduce to you Meg. And she is with the brand new business that's launching called Coastal. And Meg, I am so excited to learn more about this business. And thank you for driving here from Albany to be a part of the morning show. How are you doing this morning?
Absolutely. I'm doing fantastic.
Awesome.
Thank you.
You must be a morning person because you're just like me. You're smiling and you're ready to go. And I don't even see like coffee in your hand. This is all organic, right? You're naturally a morning person, aren't you?
I am. Yes, I am naturally a morning person.
And you drove here. Give us a little road report as you got here this morning.
Well, you're right. It is a little bit foggy out there. There's that dew that we see at this time of the year that's out there. So definitely as people are venturing out, folks better make sure they stay safe out there.
That's right. Sure. And give yourself a little more time and grab that sweatshirt, right?
Yes.
And have layers. This is the season of layers. So Coastal, talk to us a little bit about how this business and how it came about. And I want to get into how during a pandemic you open up a business. But tell me the history of Coastal.
Definitely. So we started in 1963 and in Albany. So we are local. We're an Oregon business from the start. Kind of a funny story, actually. When it first started, it opened up in a building that didn't really have any windows. It's still there in Albany. But they always joked if the business wasn't successful, they could just turn the building back into a seed warehouse.
There you go.
There you go. And here we are so many years later. Salem was our 18th store that we opened doors on, and it's just been an incredible, incredible season of growth for us. We love getting into new communities and serving our community and making those ties. It's just really an incredible experience. So we're so excited to be in Salem.
And so for listeners, maybe you're not quite aware of where it's located, and it is a little difficult. I sent my Terry on an adventure, and he wasn't too sure where to find it. And so let me describe where they're located. Do you remember up by Winco where Shopco used to be? It is in the space where Shopco used to be, and it's right on the corner there. So you have to turn, you know, if you're coming off of 22 and you're heading up Lancaster North, heading north, you want to take that first exit right there. And there's a couple gas stations and stuff, and it's tucked back in there. It is kind of tricky to find, to get back up in there, you know, if you're not from this part of town. Talk to me a little bit about the kinds of merchandise that you have. What is your store about?
Definitely. Our Salem store is huge. There's over 57,000 square feet of merchandise in that store. And people think about us, and sometimes they traditionally think, you know, farm and ranch. So it's all cattle feed and panels and everything else. But we actually have a huge variety of other products as well. We have a huge fashion section, a huge workwear section. We sell sporting goods, firearms, grilling, stoves. So just about anything that somebody who's living the country lifestyle or the rural lifestyle, there's something for everybody. So it's really fun.
And I love it because if you have dogs and cats, chickens, rabbits, you know, all of those things, it's like a one-stop shop. But what I love too about it is I was shocked at your space for clothing. And it's not just, you know, your Carhartt type, you know, rugged outdoor, you know, workman type stuff, which you have, you know. You also have ladies wear and shoes and boots and children and all of that. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Definitely. You know, we know our customers live the lifestyle that we do. So they work hard, but, you know, they like to dress up too sometimes. So we do have a vast variety, you know, from the ladies' fashion top brands that we know our customers love to wear, and things for kids too. Like you mentioned, it doesn't matter how small they are. We've got an awesome kids section full of clothing, and like you mentioned, that workwear, you know, for men and women, because we know the ladies work just as hard as the guys do sometimes, you know, we make sure that we have everything for them as well. So we specifically have even brought in some workwear brands for ladies that are tailored, you know, to fit us just right and make us comfortable as we're outside working. And, you know, like you, I grew up out in the country and I started shopping at Coastal at a really young age. And I remember, you know, it was every single year I'd go there and get fresh Carhartt, but at the same time, get those back to school clothes kind of thing. So, yeah, it's just an awesome selection of just about anything that you could look for.
It's impressive to me because many of the stores I've gone into since the pandemic have been a lot of empty shelves, a lot of products not available. And I'm suspect, and I don't know, and this is kind of throwing this out there, but I'm suspect partly because a lot of those products had been purchased overseas. And I really got a sense of an America First priority at Coastal. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Absolutely. You know, like I said, being in the community is something that's really important to us. And you'll find those local products. You know, you'll find products on our shelves that say, you know, made in America. And we even try to resource local products too when we can. So that's been an amazing thing. We have an awesome buying team that they really focus on getting selection for people, but also good quality. And that quality that's made right here in America, you can't beat.
What I like about the whole concept of Coastal, it reminds me of the olden days of the mercantile. The old mercantile, you know, that you see in the movies, you know, you walk in, you get your flour and you get your, you know, your clothing, you get your, you know, your gun or whatever, you know, it's that concept of that practical needs, but also some wants too, like camping gear and things to be outdoors and have that recreation as well.
Exactly. You know, we have everything from the things that you really need to keep your farm, small property, you know, going. Tools, that workwear that we talked about for when you're working out on the farm. But we have those fun wants too, like grills. We have an awesome grilling section at the Salem store. So I would definitely encourage listeners to check that out. Even if you already have a grill, we have a ton of accessories. And it just is a really fun fall thing to do. You know, some things are still shut down, so people are getting out a little bit less. But we have everything that you need to really have a great time if you are stuck at home still. So that's awesome.
Making the most of it. And I do find, and I've heard that even like campers and things like that, people are doing more things as a family and their spending is a little different because of the pandemic. And it's so amazing. And I want to talk to you after this break about the idea of expanding territories and where the different stores are, because I applaud your team for moving ahead with branching out and starting a new business or an expansion of a business during the pandemic. Let's get into that when we come back, okay?
All right.
You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We are hanging out with Meg today. She's talking to us about the brand new business launching here in Salem. It's called Coastal. We'll be back after this. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. Want to say thank you to Dave and Paige Smith, Realty One Group here in Willamette Valley, ready to go above and beyond to serve you. If you're thinking about anything real estate, I really encourage you to get a hold of Dave and Paige. They are the experts and they can assist you any way you need. And right now I know so many people are looking at those interest rates and going, man, maybe we need to do a little something different. Or if you've been renting for several years and you're thinking about buying, this may be the time. Give them a call, 503-939-7099. Taking a look at our community calendar yesterday, I'm going to back up a little bit. I had an opportunity for the very first time to go to the Capital City Republican Women event. I was so just delighted to get to know so many people, and it was such a great opportunity to listen to candidates talk about the issues and why we should hire them this next cycle. And I think it's really important that we know our candidates and know where they stand and why we're voting for them. And it was such a great opportunity to meet and greet folks yesterday at the Capital City Republican Women event. Now, Saturday, tomorrow, from 2 to 5, there's a candidate meet and greet at the Wildman Farm near Dallas. Yes, at Ellendale, 2452 East Ellendale Avenue in Dallas, Oregon, is going to be a candidate meet and greet right there from 2 to 5. So that'll be good to go to. And then we continue to support and encourage those to get involved with the 40 Days for Life campaign right here in Salem. You can find them on Facebook or go to 40daysforlife.com. /Salem. And then coming up October 17th is 11 Run and Walk with the Kicking Cancer folks. And you can get your team or you can walk as an individual, get involved, go to kicking-cancer.org /programs. And that's going to take place at the Kaiser Volcano Stadium. And I'm just finding out news that in November, the Hope Pregnancy Center locally here, they're going to do kind of a virtual dessert fundraiser, and finding out the details on that. And that's coming up in November as well. And I want to remind you, if you have an event coming up in your church, nonprofit organization, community organization, we'd love to help promote it. Let other people know about it. Give us a call or email me, Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at kslm.news. And there's a fantastic event going to take place. Actually, it's kind of already happened a little bit. The Coastal brand new store right here in our neighborhood has opened up, and there's going to be a wonderful event taking place over the weekend. And I've got Meg here from Coastal. And Meg, what's your role there in the store? With the company? What do you do for them?
I am the brand and culture coordinator. So I coordinate events, sponsorships, and then internally do some work as far as culture goes, and just taking care of our people.
So talk to me a little bit. How do you get a position like this? I mean, what's your background? What led you to this?
Definitely. I actually started off in the purchasing side of Coastal. Mm-hmm. I graduated from Oregon State with a degree in marketing, and I knew that's what I eventually wanted to do. But it was honestly more important for me to work for a company that kind of aligned with my values a little bit more. So I was willing to just kind of jump in and get my foot in the door. And through that process, I learned a lot about the company, and it really set me up to transition over to our marketing team, which I did after being with the company for 2 years, and started off as a marketing assistant and kind of started doing events, and it really just clicked well with me, and I ended up in this position. So
it's so fun, and they're definitely blessed to have you, because they can tell with your warm, bubbly personality that this is something that's in your lane. You know, you're like, and they say when you find something that feels like you're not working, that's the thing to do, right? You just show up and have a great time. And oh, and by the way, it's work too, right?
Absolutely. I'm incredibly, incredibly blessed to be in the position that I am and to love what I do so much.
Talk to me a little bit about the team here at the Salem store. Who's the leadership there, and have they been involved for a while?
Definitely. You know, we have a great team in Salem. Todd Wilcox is our store manager, and he's no stranger to Coastal. He has been with us for a while. We also have Stephanie Snyder, who's an assistant manager, along with Firmino Mikado, who's another assistant manager there. And, you know, these are all people that have been with the company and made this move to Salem to go ahead and just kick off another great store. They're people that really understand the lifestyle that our customers live, and they're there to serve them, and we couldn't be more excited.
When you talk about corporate or the values that line up with your personal values, and you talk about corporation in general, you know, I think what you said there is so profound, because we want to work and support things that line up with our, and sometimes that's not always the case. You choose a field or you get a degree and you're thinking, you get there and you're like, oh my gosh, this is so different, or I'm a fish out of water, this is not my people, you know, kind of thing. Talk to me a little about those values, and I'm really interested in hear what their community reinvestment plan is as far as giving into the community.
Absolutely, definitely. You know, we always say it's not what we say, it's what we do that matters most. And that level of integrity coming from a business was really important to me. Integrity is a value that I grew up with, and it's really cool to work for a company that acts in that way, whether it's towards their customers or towards their associates. They do a really good job of taking care of us. And another core value is investing in their people. And, you know, Coastal does that. And I feel like I'm definitely a testament of that, just from my progression in the company and the leadership there, you know, saw what was a good fit for me, and they were willing to invest in me and kind of hone in on those skills. And it landed me to where I'm at now in my job. And, you know, you're right, it doesn't feel like work. I get to do amazing things, and it doesn't feel like work at all, which is just incredible. I will say that Coastal does a lot in the communities, and being able to kind of be the one that's at the front of that is an incredible experience. Serving the community is something that Coastal is behind full force, and it's really important to us when we get into a new community, like coming into Salem, that we have community ties. So
that's
it's
good.
Awesome.
And when we come back from this break, I want to ask you some specific questions about the kinds of things you do in the community. Sound good?
Definitely.
All right. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Friday. Coming up at the top of the hour, going into hour two, we're going to move into Random Friday. So if you want to be a part of the conversation in the 8 o'clock hour, plan on that now. We'll be back after this. Thank you for tuning in on this Friday. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. It's 7:35 in the morning already, and it's 51 degrees at the KSLM studio. It's going to warm up to 69, partly cloudy today, rain starting tomorrow, only going to be in the mid to high 50s. Over the weekend. And so wherever you go, whatever you're planning to do, maybe bring that rain jacket or, you know, those rain boots. And we were having this discussion this morning. I am a little rebellious when it comes to this fall transition. Every year, I don't want to put away the sandals. But I do love the boots time. And we were talking this morning, Terry and I was wanting to know, you know, if I like Uggs or what kind of boots do I like? And I thought, you know, Uggs are fun, but I'm thinking in this Pacific Northwest weather with the rain, maybe not so much. They probably won't be as well worn here, just because I don't want to get them all wet. And I'm curious, I've got Meg in the studio with me, and she is with with Coastal, which is a brand new store here in the Salem area, although they have 18 stores all over. And it'd be interesting to know, Meg, where those are at. But they're branching off and have launched actually kind of a soft open probably. And now they're going to do some big things this weekend. We'll get into that a little more. But they're located in the old Shopko location right there. And I don't even know what the plaza's called. What's the plaza up there? Do you know?
I'm not sure.
Call it the Winco Plaza. I don't know if that's accurate or not. But they're right there as you get off of Highway 22 onto Lancaster Boulevard. And it's a great location. Absolutely gorgeous. How many square feet is it?
You know, it's over 57,000 square feet.
Incredible. Incredible. Now, earlier in the segment, we talked about community connections, building bridges, reinvesting into the community and things like that. I know that there's some priorities of Coastal and who they want to serve and what groups that they want to align with. What kinds of things have they done before?
You know, we are huge on supporting the youth in our communities that are what we see the future of agriculture, really. Mm-hmm. Those 4-H and FFA kids, it's really exciting to be able to support them from anything from leadership development, mm-hmm. All the way to raising those market animals and purchasing them at auctions. So we love those programs. There's definitely a lot that we can do to support them on the classroom side of things with FFA and things like that, but also on the project side of things where they're learning those really hands-on skills that, you know, I'm an ex-4-H'er and mm-hmm. I know the skills that I learned I still use today, whether it be through public speaking or, you know, just record keeping and financials, all the way to just raising animals.
And the other part of that, those programs that I love, is the character development. You know, there's something about that is so keen in our culture today, is making sure our children learn about being good, responsible citizens and taking care of animals and the role in that. I think that's incredible. And so I'm a big fan of those programs. Talk to me a little bit about Coastal and how they were involved, if they were involved, during the wildfires that happened just a month ago. I can't believe it's already been a month since everybody started evacuating and all of that. Were they involved much in that effort?
Absolutely. One thing that I absolutely love about Coastal is that when there is a need, we don't wait for somebody else to step up. We jump right in when we can, where we can, to help people out. We've talked about those close community ties that mm-hmm. are very, very important to us. And the wildfires was just another instance that we could really jump in and support our customer base, and, you know, even those people that aren't our customers, but that were in need in mm-hmm. our community. It was amazing to see the outpouring from the community that we were able to enhance a little bit with some things that we did. We were able to kind of right off the bat get feed and buckets and fencing supplies and everything to the evacuation sites. Mm-hmm. We worked on channeling all of our donations through the emergency services in each county.
Good.
So that we made sure that our resources and the resources that the community was teaming up with us on were going into the right hands. That was important to us, mm-hmm. in addition to serving and just giving to the people in need. One thing that was really cool that we were able to do mm-hmm. was let the company or let the community buy gift cards, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, one thing that happens a lot of the time in these situations is everybody wants to help. And sometimes that huge outpouring of resources can be a little bit of an overload for those evacuation sites. Mm-hmm. And so we were able to kind of come up with an idea that that fixed that a little bit and gave support in a more long-term function, I guess you could say.
And practical.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely. So we let members of the community come in and purchase gift cards, and those gift cards were held by that store and used right in that community whenever there was a need from emergency services or the local officials, which was really cool to see. The community stepped up in an amazing way, and it really just enhanced what Coastal was able to do, and I loved seeing that.
I love the community community business partnership that we saw during the fires all over Oregon. And I love the local businesses who gave. They've been impacted by the pandemic. Many of them have been impacted, and many individuals, of course, as well. But here was an opportunity to roll up your sleeves, pitch in, and help your neighbor. And I love that. So personally, you were kind of telling me off the air, too, Coastal was supportive of you as an individual, giving your time, talent, and treasure because you're involved in something personally. And Coastal is very supportive of this. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Definitely. I volunteer with Search and Rescue through Benton County, and we had the opportunity to go work in some of the impacted areas from the fires once the fires had moved through. More specifically, I am on the canine team, so I am a dog handler working with my dog towards certification, and it was a really last-minute thing that we got called out to go work, and I checked with my boss, and he said, absolutely, go do it. Take your time. Let us know if you need anything. Just to work for a company that supports you and backs you is really incredible. And it really shows that our core value of serving our community mm-hmm. doesn't stop with our business. They encourage us as associates to go out and serve our communities as well. And they understand that some of us have skills outside of our 9-to-5 job that we do, like that I do with Search and Rescue. And they are totally supportive of us associates giving back in that unique way that we can.
In that role, when you were out there with the fire and looking at those impacted by the fires and doing your other duty, what kinds of things did you see?
It was really surprising to me because usually if you think of structure fire, I would think, you think about burned walls but still standing kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But in this instance, it was just incredible to see how so much was just flattened. And that I think was the shocking thing to me, and you would sometimes see a chimney still standing. It was really shocking, actually, to see. Hopefully a once-in-a-lifetime search is what we all said.
Right. Well, and the thing that I think is so dramatic about this fire and what I watched, some of the footage, there was actually, I don't know if you had a chance to see this online, but there was footage of a camera in the forest that usually does probably weather or surveillance or whatever, and it rotates, and it was capturing the fire as it approached, and just how fast in a short amount of time, just like minutes, how it, you could tell it was far away, and then how it just engulfed to the point where then the camera didn't work anymore. That was powerful to get a sense of, and you hear these stories of the families trying to evacuate and trying to drive through in just the intensity of all of that and the trauma of all of that. And you're right, it was so hot that when it came through, there was everything, cars, whatever, sometimes even fire engines up on the Santa Ana. They couldn't get out fast enough, and great loss. And so here you work at a corporation who's from Oregon, community based, who say, yes, you go do that because that's a priority and that's part of our values. And that must feel really good knowing that you work for a company that supports you like that.
Absolutely. It means so much just to know that I have that support, and not only just to say go do your thing, but the fact that they, checked in on me, made sure I didn't need anything, followed up with me even after a couple of days had gone by, because it was a lot to see when we were up there. We were in level 3 evacuation areas, and, it was kind of crazy to be escorted beyond the checkpoints that were all set up, and to go work up there, seeing the devastation was definitely something that I will probably remember for the rest of my life. And as you said, that fire moved fast, and I cannot say enough amazing things about the firefighters that yes. worked those areas, and the law enforcement. I know everybody was hustling and mm-hmm. and doing everything that they could to help people evacuate, and I just can't say enough amazing things about our first responders.
Do people have the ability still to buy gift cards for the needs and the families and things like that? Is that a program you're still offering?
Yeah, if they want to, if somebody wants to come in, purchase a gift card, they can go ahead and just let their cashier know that they want it to go towards the wildfire relief.
I love it.
There's still needs. I still am working just about every day with a need that comes up. So definitely gift cards are a go.
That's fantastic, friends. We can vote with our dollars to support stores that support our community. And I encourage you to get involved and make a plan this weekend to stop by Coastal. They're having their grand opening, a wonderful event this weekend. We're going to get into it when we get back from this. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use on this Friday and every day. We'll be back after this. Thank you for tuning in. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Here to encourage, educate, engage, and empower you with news that you can use. Be sure to get a hold of me. Send me an email at Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at KSLM.news. Give me your feedback. Give me suggestions on who to interview and bring into the studio. And certainly, if you have some community events coming around the corner, let me know. Let me know if you know of a pumpkin patch that's open or some kind of fun fall event, things going on. I know we're still under some restrictions, right, until Election Day. The emergency has been expanded or extended or whatever, but I know people are getting really creative on how to keep the social distancing and the distance and all the safeguards in this season. And so if you've got something maybe at your church, some kind of fall festival or something, let me know. I not only would I maybe like to go to it and have something to do, but I also would love to promote it and let others know what's going on in our community. And so something that's going on this weekend I'm pretty excited about, and I'm really thrilled about this store opening up here in Salem. And as I've said before, it felt like going home. And I've got Meg in the studio, and we're talking about Coastal that just has opened up there in the old Shopco space by Winco up on Lancaster. And Meg, I'm so impressed with this store. Not only do you have all of your farm and ranching needs, anything from, you know, fixing up the tractor to, you know, getting your steak grilled at night to, you know, going on a camping trip on the weekend to making sure your dog, you know, has the right kind of dog food. I mean, it's a well-rounded store, 50,000 plus square feet. Two, you have the beautiful clothing line, like the Miss Me jeans with the blingy bling, and you have some of the other brands that are really good. Talk to us a little bit about some of the brands that you carry.
We do. We have great brands. We have popular brands like Columbia, Miss Me, like you mentioned, mm-hmm. Ariat, Wrangler, Carhartt, you know, even our footwear section is loaded with brands that everyone loves. Georgia, you know, those Romeos, mm-hmm. I love them. They're so comfortable, and you can find those for kids, ladies, men, the whole family. Mm-hmm. Really just an awesome selection of great products, great
and
brands.
And going into the fall season that we're getting into, we're going to want hoodies and gloves and hats and things like that. But the other thing we're going to maybe need is to upgrade on our wood stoves. You carry like wood stoves and things for your heating needs of your home or your shop too, right?
We do. We might be farm and ranch, but we actually sell hundreds of wood stoves every single year. And the Salem store is going to be no exception. There's a huge selection of gas, pellet, wood stoves, laid out in a beautiful, beautiful hearth section to go shop. So it's tucked in the back of the store. I would encourage anybody walking through this coming weekend or in the future to definitely walk through the stove department. You don't want to miss it.
The other thing that you have, too, that I love is you kind of have a decor section, too, where if you're looking to renovate maybe, or maybe you're looking for some fall decorations and some home with some messaging that just resonates, I encourage you to go check that out as well, right?
Absolutely.
Well, you have a well-rounded opportunity, my friend, to go, and this weekend is no exception. Talk to us a little bit about the hours, just the general hours of the store, and then what's going on this weekend?
Definitely. The store is open Monday through Saturday from 8 a.m. until 7 p.m. And then we are open Sundays as well from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. So you can shop us those hours. And this Saturday from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., we are having our grand opening bucket sale. So if somebody hasn't been to the store yet, this Saturday is the prime time to check it out. You get 20% off everything that fits inside that coastal bucket. With just a couple exclusions. We are also doing all footwear that's regular priced at 20% off. So if something fits inside that coastal bucket, 20% off. That does exclude power tools because power tools are 10% off along with anything else that doesn't fit in the bucket, again, with just a couple exclusions.
Yeah, probably a new grill wouldn't fit in so well. Huh? The other thing is you're doing some giveaways as well, right?
We are. We have some awesome giveaways. 500 coastal gift cards. You know, we've got a sport dog field trainer. It's hunting season coming up, so maybe if you need some new stuff, definitely enter to win that. Saddle pad, some feed, just anything that that somebody would want. And if something's not on that list, you might get a chance to win one of those gift cards and pick something up that you've been eyeing.
And I want to challenge our listeners, if you've never been into a store like this that supports the ag community, I encourage you to do so. It is so refreshing. There's something about the atmosphere. It's very peace-filled, very loving. And I think typically city people, they just don't understand because they have, usually you go because you have a need to go, but there are lots of things that you would buy here that fit your everyday. Even if you're living in a condo in the middle of Salem, you may have a dog, you may have a cat, you may have, you know, certainly all of us need, you know, gloves and pretty soon hats and things, a hoodie, you know, those kinds of things. So I encourage you to check it out and let us know. How can people find you on the web?
You know, they can go ahead and check out our website, coastalcountry.com. They can also shop selection of products on there, actually. We do curbside pickup at the store, or we can ship some items directly to their door as well. So coastalcountry.com, definitely check it out. We're adding product every day, really.
Are you on social media, too?
We are.
Oh, wow.
Yes. You can definitely find us, Coastal Farm and Ranch, on Facebook and also on Instagram and Twitter.
Well, I might have to do a drive-by or check in and stop by the store and do like a Facebook Live or something and put it up on Facebook. And it would be fun to meet and greet some of the people there. That would be fantastic. And so glad to have you here in the studio telling us about Coastal. How many stores again in Oregon? In Washington too, right? Or just
we
Oregon?
Are in Oregon and Washington. Mm-hmm. There's 18 stores total now. The majority of our stores kind of run along the I-5 corridor, and we stretch all the way from Klamath Falls all the way up to Mount Vernon.
Wow.
In Washington. And we are actually working on our next store as well up in Washington now in the town of Monroe. So it will be opening this fall as well. We've been very busy, lots of growth, and we're excited to get into that community as well up in Washington.
So is the Salem store one of the largest?
You know, it's definitely right up there. Mm-hmm. I was able to see some of the construction process, and it was amazing to see that huge building transform. it wowed me every single time I walked in, and I still walk through those doors and just go, wow, because
yes,
the space is huge. And one thing that people maybe don't know is we actually have a full service shop tucked in the back as well.
Oh,
yes.
What do you do there?
You know, we fix all sorts of outdoor power. We have amazingly talented shop people that work back there. And if something's not running right, you know, they can go ahead and take a look at it and either do a repair or point you in the right direction.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they can find out more online as well.
Definitely.
Right? Thank you, Meg, for being a part of the morning show this morning. And if something comes up in the future, let us know. We'll have you back on, okay?
I would love to.
All
thanks
right
for having me.
Thank you. Be sure to stop by the store and certainly enter in for one of these fabulous gift cards and check it out for yourself, and then let me know what you think. Maybe next week, give me a call. Tell me about your experience at Coastal. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We'll be heading into Hour 2, Random Friday. You can join in on the conversation. We'll be talking to you real soon. Over, under, around, or through, no matter what you're facing today, you and I, we're overcomers.